broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It is indeed our one of two, and our goal always remains the same, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face, the pure application of the principles in the Constitution and in God's Word. Man, it made the best country on the face of the earth, the freest, the most prosperous country ever. All we got to do is return to those principles, folks. We don't need a revolution, but we do need a restoration. You aboard to help with the solutions? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable. That is indeed Solutions Radio at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com. Live and on-demand radio free. Unique columnist content. We got well over 25 columnists writing for us now. It gets better every day, doesn't it? All free. But if you want to click on Help Us Grow and donate today, we'd love every penny we get in support. We're grateful for your support. And we do need your support. You know, we don't run around and beg for money like everybody else, because we are very cautious with the money we receive, very careful with it. But you can help us expand. You can help us become more accessible, available on more radio stations. The list goes on. And would love your support in doing so. All right, without further ado, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey. How would you like some incredible tasting, non-GMO, non-manipulated raw honey, huh? How would you like it shipped directly to your door? How would you like incredible discounts on raw honey? All right, here's what you do. First, you go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and you become a member. GiveMeLibertyFund.com, just like it sounds, okay? Once you're a member for less than a dollar a day, then you can get a hold of the different companies that are part of the Give Me Liberty Fund, and they'll provide you incredible discounts on goods and services. One of those is Kurt Crosby with Raw Honey. Now, you call him up, and he'll talk to you about the different honeys that are available. He'll kind of compare and contrast the flavors and the details for you, and then he'll ship honey with incredible discounts directly to your door. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. That's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. All right, Sam makes good on his promise to go buy and try Dave's Killer Bread. We, too, believe in second chances. The Dave's Killer Bread Company is based on second chances for folks, helping criminals, I should say former criminals probably, those who have made poor choices, who now have a prison record, giving them a second chance. We, too, believe in second chances. We quoted 2 Chronicles 7:14, where even the Lord believes in second chances. If we, the people, will turn away from our sin, we'll pray to God, ask for guidance, we'll repent, we'll make the change, and recommit ourselves to keeping His commandments, He will heal our land and He will bless us. What a second chance opportunity for America, huh? Now they're killing babies outside the womb. It's horrible, says WorldNet Daily. Yeah, the fifth video on the Planned Parenthood undercover scandal. They're selling baby parts, ladies and gentlemen. They want to deliver the babies live because that's how they get better baby parts. Wow. If we fund this with our tax dollars, folks. Texas man shoots armadillo, gets hit in the face by the ricochet. Well, that's not very cool. They say curries are good for you, spicy foods can protect against premature death, new study claims. Well, I believe it. I've been eating spicy foods for a long time. Highly recommended. My favorite, Arizona Gunslinger. Oh, yeah, good stuff. Good sauce. You got to like it. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we were with Dr. Michael Kaufman, well-known environmental scientist. AmericaPlundered.com, his book. Michael, we asked him how his health was. He says, you know what, he's on the rebound. He's doing better. He had cancer, and he's kicking it. Hopefully, he'll be successful because we need guys like that around. That's for sure. We talked about this bogus headline. It says, heat, drought, cook fish alive in Pacific Northwest. My headline, not. Come on. Okay, it's hot. Fish sometimes die from heat. That's true. But so do people, and so does everything else. The idea that the drought or global warming is cooking fish alive. Come on now. Come on. They say the water's like 70-something degrees. That's crazy warm. It's at least a degree warmer than it usually is. You ever cooked anything in 70-degree water, folks? I think not. All right. They call it COP21. UN Climate Change Conference. It's going to be in Paris. It's going to be in December. And Dr. Michael Kaufman says, look out for it big time. It's trouble. It's where they're going to sell us down the river. Keep an eye on the ball. And this is what's fascinating. A lot of people love to go to the Bilderberg conferences and kind of raise cane and take photos and paparazzi attitude about people who attend and see if they can get the who's who guest list, that kind of stuff, and see if they can get somebody to leak details from the inside. And they love to watch that thing like a hawk. And personally, I'm not saying the Bilderberg conferences don't have who's who of globalists involved, because they do. But I'm telling you right now, I don't believe you're going to get a whole lot out of the Bilderberg conferences. They're smart enough. These elitists are smart enough, folks, to make sure you don't get the real scoop of what they're really working on, really doing, really focusing on, okay? However, this UN conference chain or UN climate change conference in where is it, France? Or I guess it's in Paris, I mean. Paris and France. All right. That conference is worth watching because the world's leaders get together and it's a big enough conference to where you can start to really see what the environmentalists are doing. Because they want to codify their agenda in governments around the world. So that one's worth watching. That one's worth going to. If you want to go to France and maybe have a vacation on the before and or after this conference and broadcast live, get a hold of me because we'd love some citizen reporters to kind of drill into that one. We talked about this American huntress, is what they call her. Sabrina Corcatelli, I think is how you say her name. She sparks fury by posting selfie of her with a dead giraffe in South Africa. Everybody's going crazy. Did the giraffe taste good? Some PETA kind of folks claim. Donald Trump boldly says, I pay as little as possible in taxes, just like every other American does. We also talked about Maureen Dowd saying, hey, the Starbucks guy, Howard Schultz, he had to jump in the race and challenge Hillary. What do you think of that, huh? All right. I guess Snoop Dogg, whatever that, Snoop's, I guess stopped by Italian Customs, had $422,000 in cash. And I guess they were snooping on Snoop, huh? Wow. Snooped on Snoop, we got the scoop, should be the headline, I guess, huh? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It's still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Still available on demand on your Roku player. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips on the Roku, too. I'm just telling you right now, folks, with our podcasts, with our live streams, with our on-demand streams, we're available on the Roku, we're available on AM and FM stations across the country. Man, Liberty Roundtable Live, Liberty News Radio is everywhere. Everywhere that counts, at least. And you can pick us up and listen to us live, on demand, at your fingertips, whenever fits your schedule. It just doesn't get better than that, does it? All right, without further ado, Kirk Cosby's with me. News the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Brought to you by thepowermall.com. Tell them the good guys sent you and do business with the good guys. Thank Joyce Riley for her support. Thepowermall.com. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Let me just ask you something. They say that Utah is one of the most conservative states in the union, Kurt. And since you and I are from Utah, would you call us conservative, Kurt? Or is that kind of hard to say, isn't it?
I guess, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, that's probably a good word for us, you know.
Because it all depends on how you define conservative. Like, is conservative kind of like Orrin Hatch conservative? or Mike Lee conservative, or does conservative mean constitutionalist? Does it mean those who believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution? Does conservative mean that you believe in religious or God, family, country principles? What does conservative mean? And the terms, the labels, they change like the wind, Kurt. They're just one day this way, that way, confusing everywhere. It's hard to say what a conservative is. However, I'm going to make a pretty bold reality check on how conservative the Olympic State of Utah really is, Kurt. We'll do it in seconds. It has to do with Hillary and Sam Bushman. I think we're on different sides of the coin, you might say.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, turns out that Hillary Clinton came to Utah, Kurt. She went to Park City for fundraising, and Hillary Clinton was here for almost, not quite, but almost an hour, buddy. And Hillary Clinton was able to raise $300,000 in less than an hour. Now they call it a brief stop in Utah. She blasted in, little teeny fundraiser for a little less than an hour. On her way to California. So now even Hillary's visited Utah. As she vies for president, it'll be one of her, you know, hey, I already visited Utah. And she probably won't be back for years, but she walked away with $300,000 from the, quote, conservative bastion of freedom state. Kurt, what do you think? I can't raise $5 in the state of Utah, hardly. So much for conservative values, huh?
Well, you know, it's true that, you know, at least I think there are those who want to be basically, you know, part of the king men or the insider crowd, you know, wherever you go. And, you know, what you find many times is you find similar people contributing to both sides, you know, basically hedging their bets so that it doesn't matter who wins. You know,
yeah, you're right about that.
The insiders, you know, they got a piece of the action on either way.
That's pretty good earnings, though. $300,000 in a little less than an hour in the most conservative state in the union. And then folks like us that are, quote, I would say ultra-conservative, constitutional, God, family, country matters. That's the key point of who we are and what we do. Hey, we struggle to raise any money at all, Kurt.
That's kind of, you know, presidential minimum wage hourly rate.
$300,000 an hour, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Actually, I think she kind of didn't do very well compared to, you know, some. All right. In God we trust. These are four important words. Do you agree, Kurt?
Yes.
All right. Well, what if a Kentucky sheriff says, I'm going to add that to all my cruisers?
Oh, he's got trouble coming his way.
He did it, Kurt. And you know what? Everybody agrees with him. I'm telling you, everybody in the state agrees with him. There's a couple of critics from outside of the state that say, what are you doing? He said, I'm adding this phrase to our cruisers. And he says, no matter what, this is the way it's going to be. Now, he's retiring in 3 years. But he's a bold sheriff. And here's what's cool about this, Kurt. This guy, the sheriff, is quite supportive of the CSPOA.
That is very cool.
And he says, you know what? I'm going to put in God we trust on here. Because if we're going to fight crime, we better do our best and trust in God for the rest. Now, the critics say, hey, what if we try to get a court or try to get somebody to tell you you can't do that, like the governor or something like that? Then he kind of responds with a phrase that I wouldn't use, but he's pretty bold in his rejection of their assertions. He says, kiss my, and it starts with an A. There you go.
Apple.
Yeah. Kiss my Apple TV. That's right. And he basically just says, I'm not going to listen to these people. They're crazy. Don't want to hear it. We all believe in God. That's the motto of our country, and I'm sticking with it. Anyway, the four words that the Kentucky sheriff is adding to all his cruisers, in God we trust. Pretty cool, actually. Yeah. I think you got to use a little different language when they say, what are you going to do? I think you got to say, I would stand firm in the face of my adversaries. Maybe something like that would be a little more lofty to respond with, but nevertheless, the direct I'm not going to buckle or break down or fall apart in the face of criticism or the battle for the hearts and minds of Americans, good for him, Kurt. All right, the head of Rand Paul's Super PAC. I said Rand Paul's Super PAC indicted, says The Hill. Have you seen this, Kurt?
No.
All right, well, the FBI has charged three members of former Texas Representative Ron Paul's 2012 presidential campaign, I guess, with conspiracy, Kurt, including Jesse Benton, who now runs the Rand Paul Super PAC America's Liberty. Now, I guess according to the indictment, Jesse Benton, that's Ron Paul's former campaign manager, and then John Tate is the second guy, and former deputy campaign manager, what's this guy's name? Demetrios Kasari? Yeah, Demetrios Kasari. Anyway, I guess these three guys are all in trouble for making bogus payments. They arranged payments of more than $70,000. To the former Iowa Senator Ken Sorensen, who switched from Michelle Bachmann's campaign to the Ron Paul campaign. You see, so Jesse Benton and John Tate and all these guys used to work for Ron. Now they've moved to Rand, or to modern, quote, organizations that are associated with Ron and Rand, but, you know, like Campaign for Liberty is not directly associated. And these guys are now in trouble, big trouble. So the FBI has now charged three members of former Texas Rand Paul's 2012 presidential campaign with conspiracy, including Jesse Benton. So there you go. Now, Rand Paul's a little bit miffed and frustrated because he says the timing of the FBI's announcement on the eve of the first Republican debate is evidence that it's politically motivated.
You think?
That's what Rand Paul says, yeah. Now, I'm not sure what I think about the whole thing, Kurt, and the reason why is because I don't really know the truth. You know, let me explain. Did they pay $70,000 for this switch? It looks like they did. Are they innocent until proven guilty? Yes, they are. Do I trust the FBI? No, I don't. Do I believe that Ron and Rand are some of the better people in politics today? Yes, I do. Do I believe mistakes have been made? Yes, probably so. Do I believe that this should be highlighted kind of as the pinnacle of scandal? No, I don't. I think this is tiny taters, so to speak. I think this is nothing compared to what's done on a daily basis. Do I believe they were singled out and it was politically motivated? Absolutely. So do I believe there's a molehill of truth? Probably. Do I believe they've turned it into a mountain of scandal and fiasco on false pretense for political purposes? Yeah, I think so as well. So it's kind of a mixed bag, Kurt, because you don't want to go too hard against it, because I bet there's a grain of truth in there somewhere. And so the problem is, how do you then weather this kind of a thing? And my response to the whole thing is this. Why don't we apply the same principles being used here, in this case, to say Hillary Clinton's email scandal, to the IRS's Lois Lerner's IRS scandal, to all kinds of military organizations having parties, drugs, violating national security concerns and national security breaches, parties with prostitutes. Why don't we treat those scandals with the same gusto and the same response in the press that they're treating this case, Kurt? So I'm not dismissing any mistakes that have been made here. And I'm not at all saying, oh, just let this go. It's nothing. It matters. Yes, it does. But let's get to the truth. Let's make sure that it's not politically motivated. Let's get to the truth. But let's do it in all cases. Like maybe Barack's birth certificate, for example. Maybe Barack's willingness to violate the law and use executive orders to the nth degree. I mean, it's been said by Republicans over and over how Barack breaks the law at every turn, violates the Constitution at every turn. But he's not getting the scrutiny that, say, Rand Paul or Ron Paul's organizations are, Kurt. Not even close. So I guess what I'm saying is that let's just apply the same standards, shall we? Any other thought on this, Kurt? And God we trust, we ought to turn to him for the truth, turn to him for guidance. But I'm just not comfortable with the FBI either at all, Kurt. I don't trust them. You know, the FBI used to have a stellar reputation. And somebody might call me and say, no, Sam, the FBI's always been a bunch of thugs. I know, I get it, but I'm just telling you, it used to be way different. Just kind of like the police. You know, you used to think the police were the good guys. Now you kind of wonder if they're going to attack you. Whose side are they really on? Kind of an idea. When we get back, I want to hear your thoughts, Kurt. What do you think about this? And what do you think should be done about it, huh? All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com. Hey, by the way, do me a favor and thank Liberty News Radio for carrying the broadcast, and thank Republic Broadcasting Network as well, would you please?
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so what do you say, Kurt? Jesse Benton and John Tate and these other people all indicted. It's a big old scandal, they say, released right before the Republican debate, Kurt. Very interesting. Timing is being questioned by Rand Paul. And it's a fiasco. Your thoughts?
Well, let's look at this picture and, you know, maybe a previous campaign, for example, that of Sheriff Richard Mack in our area when he, was a candidate for sheriff. He was, treated very similarly.
Yes, they even went further. His offices were raided.
Yeah. On the eve of the election, and then of course the complicit media, of course they covered the event or the shakedown, in my opinion, that occurred from the FBI at that time, and most folks when they see this kind of thing. When they just look at it and they hear FBI and, illegal this or that or whatever, they just, they make up their mind that is, those guys are bad guys or et cetera. All I can say is in Richard Mack's case, it certainly didn't win him any additional support strengthen his campaign, and yet... there are plenty who feel that it was politically motivated, a hit job at the time, just to make him look bad in the media at the most critical time of the of his campaign. Now, if you fast forward to this event here, as far as I can tell, any of this stuff had to deal or dealt with the 2012 campaign. It actually happened in 2011. We're in 2015. We're basically 4 years later. They say that the Ron Paul operatives, those are some of the words they use, basically got money to an Iowa senator who had said, "Hey, I've been supporting Michelle Bachmann, and she's been, at least according to the article in Washington Post, that she's been giving me seven grand a month you know, between $700 and $7,500 a month for most of 2011. But of course, that wasn't buying his, you know, his
endorsement
support. Yeah, no, that was just okay. I mean, I don't remember hearing anything.
Well, and that's
about
why you
got
to kind of drill into the scandal a little bit, Kurt, and you got to kind of say, look, what if you do say to somebody, hey, you know what? They're paying you $7,000 over here. I'm going to pay you $8,000 over here to come and support me instead. Is that a huge scandal, Kurt?
Well, I mean,
how many of these people are paid to support who, what, when, where, how? And almost every one of them have these conflict of interests at every level. That's my whole point is that there a grain of truth here where a law may have been violated? Maybe so. But they're not even looking at the scandals that go on every single day that are much larger.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, the incidences where you have these huge companies that basically, you know, pay off former presidents, you know, or like in Hillary's case, of course, you know, there's these little, you know, $300,000 checks or whatever. You know, I mean, politics is full of this kind of stuff.
That's the whole point.
You know, this kind of deal where it looks like the Ron Paul campaign way back in 2011, you know, had some guys working and saying, hey, we got to get the support of this guy. They agreed to give him, I guess, somewhere around $70,000, they say secretly. And yet they do say that a $25,000 check that was given to him was apparently never cashed. You know, I mean, as far as I can see, this is, like you said, small potatoes when you see the big picture.
And let's make this very clear. We're not defending any wrongdoing. And if there is wrongdoing, hey, let's flesh it out and let's have people become accountable. But let's do the same thing throughout all levels of government on both sides of the aisle. Let's be candid. And I look at the Hillary way she makes money. And, hey, we're talking about millions and sometimes even billions of dollars in her scandals. And wow, they bring it up one day and it's gone the next, Kurt. I bet this Jesse Benton / John Tate / Ron / Rand thing goes on and dogs him his whole campaign over pennies on debatable if it's even questionable stuff. And then the Hillarys and the Barack Obamas, hey, Barack became president and no one even knows where he was born. But if you bring it up, you're a nut. Hillary has these email scandals with national security issues at stake. Benghazi, bimbo eruptions, all the way through to serious allegations of how she's raised money over and over. The Vince Foster death. And none of these things stick at all. It's just amazing when you compare the realities. It's just wow. So I submit that Rand Paul is right. No matter what the truth is there, whether there's a grain of truth or what, no matter what is there, it's a scandal with an intention to destroy Rand Paul's presidential bid.
Yeah, and he said this, they say, through an unnamed spokesman that, you know, criticized the timing of this. He said, Senator Rand Paul is disappointed that the Obama Justice Department chose to release this just prior to the highly anticipated first Republican presidential debate. It certainly appears suspiciously timed and possibly politically motivated. Additionally, these actions are from 2012 and have nothing to do with our campaign.
But look, you got Rand Paul, Ron Paul, you got Campaign for Liberty. People have given Ron Paul well over $100 million over the last many years with Campaign for Liberty and Rand Paul's bid. The Pauls have received literally in the hundreds of millions of dollars when you figure it all out. And you say they could get with Joe Arpaio and find out the truth on Barack's birth certificate. They could get with Donald Trump or the Koch brothers or who knows who. We could really have a take off the gloves, get to the bottom of this. But for some reason, it's like we're all disappointed when they attack us, but we can't really put a formidable team together to attack them and find out the truth. It's just beyond me. All right. Anyway, enough of that, but we do believe it's politically motivated. We will keep an eye on the unfoldings of that story for you. I guess a man gets 15 years to life. I guess he had a DUI, murder of a wife, mother of five. And What is this, though? I mean, I get DUI, it's wrong, but murder, Kurt? What's up with this?
Well, you know, at least this is a very, very sad tale. It happened in our area. They call it West Jordan, Utah. Guy's name was, they first start talking about the woman's husband, the woman who was killed, her husband, saying that, hey, he just celebrated 20 years of marriage, etc. He was planning on another year of soccer practice and school activities with their five children when he learned that his wife had been killed in a crash caused by a DUI driver. Now, you know, and then he goes in and there's, you know, tear-jerking phrases and sentences, etc., and accounts, and this is all well and good. It's, you know, a very sad story about an individual, for example, the guy who was guilty in this case. The guy's name and last name is Thompson. He's 45 years old, sentenced to 15 years to life for 43-year-old Susan Madsen's death. The jurors earlier this year determined that it amounted to murder. I guess what had happened was he got ticked off at home. He was upset. There were some, not only words, but I don't know if you call them fists or whatever at home, etc. And so the guy started drinking, etc. And then he took off driving, and he was upset. And they crashed into people and caused basically the deaths of, the death of this woman and quite a severe injury to her daughter. And the jury found that he was guilty of this. Now, the thing that, at least to me, settles it or kind of gives you the real picture is, the husband of the woman who died said, hey, this guy going to prison and stuff, is, he says, there are no winners today. Bill has three, talking about the guy who was drinking and driving, has three beautiful children who will grow up without their father. The Madsen family no longer has a mother, but the main point here, Sam, is the alcohol takes a pass, as well as all the alcohol sellers, including the state itself,
because they derive a ton of dollars from taxes via alcohol sales. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, Art Off the Grid in seconds, chiming in on the broadcast as well.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so I don't think murder really should be the case here. I mean, I think what the guy did was wrong. And no doubt he shouldn't be able to run around and just get drunk and cause trouble, but alcohol gets a pass. Man gets 15 years to life. For DUI, murder of mother of five. Instead of manslaughter or something like that, it's murder. Usually murder's kind of reserved for those who intentionally kill people. And was he wise? Obviously not. But should it be catapulted to the murder status? I don't know. If we're going to talk about Hillary and Vince Foster, then we can maybe talk about that. But she gets a pass, and this guy goes to hardcore prison to be a murderer, Kurt. But you're right, the state of Utah and the alcohol company, everybody gets a pass on this thing, and alcohol's okay. Just know when to say when, Kurt, is kind of the idea here. All right, Art, off the grid. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What do you got, sir?
You mentioned four names, so let's take them one at a time.
All right, make it quick. Go.
Before I get into that, we've created a chat room for you guys.
All right.
Anybody who wants to come hang out and chat while listening to you guys.
Okay.
It's thelibertyroundtable.chattango.com.
Say that last part again. Thelibertyroundtable.chattango.com. Chat tango, all one word?
Yep.
Like the chat dance, chattango.com, right?
C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O.
So only one T, chattango.
Just one T.
Got it. TheLibertyRoundtable.chattango.com.
And that'll be it. And anybody can come hang out. Just, you know, just be respectful.
Yeah, and by the way, when you say just be respectful, that's kind of one of the trademarks of Liberty Roundtable. We can agree to disagree. You know what? Just because I'm the host, that doesn't mean that everything I say is perfect or right or that I have the upper hand. This is America, and we all should be able to chime in. We should be respectful of one another, but we should be able to think and feel and believe as we choose. Go ahead, sir.
So anyway, these four people, Hillary Clinton, remember we used to call Bill Clinton the Teflon president?
Well, yes, sir.
I'm calling Hillary Clinton the greased pig candidate. And after all, you can put lipstick on a pig and it's still a pig. So Hillary Clinton is the greased pig candidate.
Right. That's for sure. She slips out of everything, doesn't she, Kurt?
Because nothing...
You know, I...
You just can't grab a hold of this one, okay?
Good point.
I'm glad I brought a couple this morning there.
I think it's funny. Oh, man. All right.
It is. Okay, then we have Ron Paul.
Ron Paul
never was serious about winning the presidential election, because if he was, he would have really... I mean, he would have thrown up all the flags and everything and said, look at all the fraud going on during the primaries, dead people voting and this and that and the other. So because he never really raised that issue, I'm convinced he never really wanted to be president.
You may be right. The question is if he really wanted to be president or if he was using that as to kind of catapult into developing the wherewithal for other candidates to get elected. Maybe his son, for example, Rand. Maybe local municipalities and local offices setting up the Campaign for Liberty arm, which is an educational organization. In other words, maybe he realized he couldn't be president anyway, but he wanted to dovetail that into a real liberty movement, and I believe there is some truth to that. But your point's well taken.
Unless he comes out and tells us exactly what his original intention was, we may never know. Then there's Rand Paul. Now, Rand Paul, a lot of people are like, yeah, Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul, blah, 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 blah. Let's not forget, folks, Rand Paul is an Israel firster, okay? And if you don't think he's an Israel firster, go read his piece of legislation that he sponsored, that he helped put out there. It's called the Israel, the Support Israel Act.
All right, now let me stop you there for a second and say I don't disagree with your points, and I've always maintained that Rand is no Ron.
Right.
So I think you're right there.
We've got enough Israel firsters in there. Why would we want to help elevate another one? And then finally,
all right, hold on. Before you go on, what was that act called again, just so people know?
The Support Israel Act.
All right, go ahead, sir.
And then there is the Koch brothers. Now, a lot of people want to talk about the Koch brothers, about how great they are, and I'm not saying that the Koch brothers have not done some good work. They have. I will give credit where credit is due. But if we go back to the last presidential campaign, we had Herman Cain running for office, and Herman Cain was the poster boy for the Koch brothers. Herman Cain is a technocrat. Now, why would anyone want to jump on board with people the likes of the Koch brothers, who support technocrats, and why in the name of Sam Blue Blazin would anybody want to support a candidate supported by people who support technocrats? Think technocracy. This is not where we want to go.
Right?
I mean,
so, and I maintained about Donald Trump, by the way, that I think he's the spoiler candidate on purpose, like a Ross Perot was, like some of these other people have been as well.
Exactly. I'm just pointing out the things that nobody seems to want to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about Rand Paul and the Support Israel Act. Nobody wants to talk about the brothers and their support for technocracy and technocrats.
I will, and that's why I mentioned that Joe Arpaio, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, you know, the Koch brothers, Donald Trump. If these people were all for real, like people want us to believe, they could all get together and then have plenty of money and plenty of clout to force their agenda onto the mainstream if they really got together and wanted to. And the fact that they don't tells me something, Art.
Right. And like you said, they've got the money to do it. Money is not the problem.
That's right, because the Patriots have given Ron Paul ever since 2007 close to well over $100 million.
Yeah, he's made his money. Hey, anyway, guys, thanks a lot.
And all right, wait, before you leave, I just want to tell you that on the internet, I've been looking up greased pig, and there's a headline here that says how to catch a greased pig. And so maybe that could be the Hillary takedown plan. What do you say? There you go. Appreciate your call, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. He's
right as rain, and he brings up some important facts, Kurt, about these candidates and who they really are. And I'm not downing the efforts that people do that are good, but I am saying Art Off the Grid has a point that, you know what? They're not doing what it takes to get the job done. They always stop short of things. And the mainstream press talk hosts are this way. They always bring you to the pinnacle of problems. They always want you to support them, but they never bring you across the finish line for solutions. And that's kind of the problem that I see with these politicians, with these media personnel, with all these people, Kurt. And the question is, why? Anyway, how to catch a greased pig, 8 steps.
Well, with pictures on this, Kurt, greased, so you know. On this greased pig thing, it makes me think of the story about when Bill was in the White House. Maybe returning, but anyway, when he was in there and he came back from a weekend, I guess, in Arkansas, and he hopped off, Air Force, whatever it was, you know, the helicopter, and he had, a hog under each arm. And one of the military guys standing there said, "Hello, Mr. President, where'd you get them hogs, or, what's the story about the hogs?" And Bill said, "I got them for Hillary." And the guy said, "Well, good trade."
Anyway, there you go.
On the whole technocrat thing, I was trying to figure out, you know, I looked it up in the dictionary. It says technocrat, a proponent, adherent, or supporter of technocracy, a technological expert, especially one concerned with management or administration. A technological expert, I guess that means you would be a technocrat?
No, Kurt, because you got to have some kind of control to be a technocrat. So you can be in big business with a revolving door to government. You got to be somehow appointed to your position or elected from some insider board. So it makes you believe you're kind of elected, but you're really kind of appointed by the board. In other words, the crat part, whether it's bureaucrat, educrat, technocrat, crat, kind of suggests some type of person that didn't really earn their position and or has control because of their position. In other words, you can't get rid of them, but they certainly control policy or control details. Anyway, it's hard to debate what the term crat means, but it usually is referred to those who were in some kind of a position that we all wouldn't want them to be in, but nevertheless, they're in and they have control over others. And I don't really have a whole lot of control over others. I might be a techno geek. I might be, you know, but a crat, I doubt it, Kurt. So there you have it.
Well, when I entered it in at dictionary.com, it comes up as a noun. It says a proponent, adherent, or supporter of technocracy. And then number two says a technological expert.
Now you
got to
look up technocracy.
Technocracy.
Because I'm not really a supporter of technocracy.
Technocracy says a theory and movement prominent about 1932, advocating control of industrial resources.
See, that's what I'm telling you. It's about control. And I'm not advocating control of, quote, industrial resources. I'm for the free market, sir. So, you know, there it is. There you have it. That's why I say I'm not for the crat part. I'm writing down how to catch a greased pig in 8 steps. Because listener Art Off the Grid said Hillary Clinton is the greased pig candidate. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about shopping carts for the homeless and more. Hour one of the can, hour two, coming up. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live at libertyroundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved today. You want to turn your phone into a radio? Any phone, anytime, anywhere, make it a radio. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.